Thank you very much. This is Brian Cute. This is to open the July 19th call of the Accountability and Transparency Review Team. The first order of business, I suppose, before we get to the agenda, is for me to introduce Chris Despain as the new representative from the CCNSO. On our call of last week with the recusal of Becky Burr, my understanding is that the formalities of a resignation letter and an approval process by the CCNSO were satisfied, and Chris has been put forward to participate in the review team going forward. So first, a warm welcome, Chris to the team. And if everybody on the team could now go through a roll call and introduce yourselves, and we'll get started. Alice, do you want to do the roll call?
Sure, okay. So on the team we have Brian Q, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Eric Iriasis, Fabio Colasanti, Feng Guo, James Bladel, Larry Strickling, Louis Lee, Manel Ismail, and Olaf Nording, Olivier Muron, and we're trying to reach Peter Langit Rush. We haven't managed to get hold of him yet.
Mr. John is here too.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thanks.
Welcome, Zhang. And one more note before we get to the agenda approval. Chris, again, welcome to the review team. You are coming in roughly halfway through our work and at a very important moment. As I've mentioned to you on email, I'm more than happy to have an offline conversation with you to get you up to speed as to where the work is and where it is projected to go. I think you'll find a great deal of collegiality on the team as well, and feel free to reach out to anybody on the team for whatever assistance you need to get up to speed, as it were.
Thanks, Brian. That's great. I'll make sure that I've read a lot of stuff in the last couple of days, but I'll make sure I've read everything, and then perhaps we can have a chat.
At your convenience. Okay, with the agenda in front of us, has anybody not received a copy of the agenda? Okay. With the exception of changing the sequencing to start with number 4, changes, additions, or modifications to the agenda? Hearing none, let's move forward with the agenda as proposed.
Sorry, Brian, didn't get my hand up in time. Weren't we reordering the agenda?
Just beginning with number 4 until Peter arrives.
Okay,
so
fine. Okay, sorry. I see that as an alteration to the agenda. I'm obviously more fussy. Yes.
That's
if you're reordering
fine.
It, yes, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there any objection to reordering the agenda to begin with number 4?
That I agree to.
Okay, hearing none, let's move forward. Number 4 is the working groups. Alice, can you put up the working groups document on the
sure.
On the Adobe Connect room, please?
Yep.
Okay. Coming out of last week's call, we had gotten volunteers as leads for the respective teams, teams 1 through 4, and we had asked the volunteer leaders to begin organizing the work with their team separate from the regular calls, and to come back into this call with at least an outline of your work as you're organizing it to go forward. In the first team, I think we had Olivier as a volunteer for team number 1. Olivier, do you have anything to report for team number 1's work?
Because I was in vacation, I was away from connectivity for the last week, so I couldn't do anything.
Okay. I know that for team number 2, Willie was the purported lead. He is on a plane. Team number 3, I think Cheryl, if I'm not mistaken,
yes.
You had your hand. Do
yes,
you have
indeed.
Anything?
And in terms of reporting, we've put together an email, very rough draft of program that I'm happy to paste into tonight's meeting for you, just to give you a general flavour of where we're looking at and where we're heading. And we're running in both a Google Wave and an email form at the moment. A couple of questions that we're currently grappling with, apart from the review by each of the members of the very beginning of a work plan, is whether or not we will have some teleconference meetings, and a suggestion there was to have one of those in the next 7 to 10 days. That does prime me to ask what is the basis for facilitation or support, and do each of us as leaders of these work groups just work directly with Alison? What does that mean to budget, etc., etc.? But I will now put the very basics of the work plan in its unedited form into the Adobe Connect room and wait perhaps till later for the response on my question on facilitation and support.
That's perfectly fine. In fact, that's one of the issues we're going to have to address a little bit later on the agenda. We identified last week that the working groups can use comments that have come in to begin as a basis of their work. We can also use, respectively, documentation that's been requested from ICANN staff. There is an open question as to how we organize the community inputs. In fact, we're going to need to address that in some detail, Cheryl. So if we can put that off, as you suggest, for just a moment, we'll get to that shortly. Have you completed your summary,
yep,
Cheryl?
Yep, I'm just cutting and pasting now. Move on to four.
Very good. Number four, Independent Review Board was Warren. We know he's on a plane. I know James Bladel may have something to report in from Warren. Is that the case?
Yeah, thanks, Brian. James speaking, and once again, Warren has asked me to relay this information to the group during today's call. Working Group 4 kicked off with a proposed framework. So far that we have received one response that was from Cheryl regarding an examination of the existing board review mechanisms, as well as two that were proposed during the Boston Consulting report last year, and the status of their implementation. One question that we had relative to the work of Working Group 4 was that there seemed to be a bit of overlap in the formal description between it and Working Group 1, as the last item on Working Group 1 mentioned that it will also be conducting an independent review of board decisions, whereas the definition for Working Group 4 is that it would be an independent review of the board. So we were just looking for some clarification, or maybe, Brian, some effort to synchronize the expectations for all the working group participants as to the distinction between those two. Are they the same? And if they are the same, can we tease that out of Working Group 1 and just make that the focus of Working Group 4? I reviewed the transcripts from the Saturday meeting in Brussels, and it seems like that's where we were going with the setting up Working Group 4. But we just wanted to make sure that everyone was on the same page in that regard.
Okay, James, thanks very much. And so let me take that question to the team. Warren's group has identified what appears to be redundancy between Team Number 4, Independent Review, IRB, Independent Review of the Board, and the last item in Team Number 1, which is Independent Review of Board Decisions. Is the assumption correct that Team Number 4 was meant to be that Independent Review of Board Decisions?
Correct.
And that decisions was just left out of the title?
Yep, correct.
So that's just a Scrivener's thing. Why don't we take care of that by adding questions to Team Number 4 title, so it's clear that that's the question, that's the mechanism that's to be reviewed. And then going back to Team Number 1 then, since we had independent review of board decisions, we could A, determine that that's being covered entirely in Team Number 4, or B, ask Team Number 1 if there's any value in the focus of their work to keep that element in parallel to the work going on in Team Number 4. Does anybody on Team Number 1 have a view on that question?
Fabio here. I think that when we added Team Number 4, we forgot to take the item out of team number one, because the item for team number four, it's a very specific one, examine the conditions under which it would be possible to have a legally sound mechanism that would review board decisions. So that is a very specific point. I think in the text of the remit of team one, we should just stop after complaint handling.
Okay, is there any objection to that approach, just removing it from number
one? It's Olivier, I agree with Fabio. It's not specific that it should be just one team.
I've taken down my green cross, my green tick, but it was up there for some time. Yes, I agree.
Okay, and hearing no objections, then we'll make the corrections to the document, and we now have organization. And James, thank you for that report. Is there anything else that Warren wanted to report into the group?
No, I believe that's a good encapsulation of what we've done thus far.
Okay. Then what I wanted to do next, and hopefully this will assist the respective team members, I thought it might be helpful to put Manal's email up on the screen, because Manal had asked a series of kind of concrete questions about how the working groups could organize their work, their scope of work, and begin their work. Would it be helpful, you think? Let's walk through Manal's email so that we can get the work advanced. I know we've got a little bit of a delayed start because of people's schedules. Can you put that up on the screen, Alice?
It is on the screen.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Okay. So... is this the one that we had? No, this is not, what I had in mind. This is not it. It was Manal had sent an email. Let me get the date and time for you. My apologies. Let's see. Proposed working group structure.
Brian, this is Manal. I think you already forwarded my email to the whole group last conference call. So if we just check an email from you with the date of last conference call.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm driving, so I'm not online.
Fine.
Otherwise, I would have forwarded it again.
Careful.
And meanwhile, can I ask you just if... Did anyone tell Willie that he has been volunteered for Team 2?
I sent him a note.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
And I'll touch base with him when he's available after his flight. I'm sorry for the delay here, but there was an email, Manal, where you walked through, you had sent it to your working team. You had teed up some specific concrete questions about how to get the work organized. That's what I wanted to walk through. I know you're driving right now, but I'm having a hard time finding that particular email.
I can try to remember a few of the questions I posed in the email. I thought we should have one or two leading the group, maybe one and a backup. I was asking how we can find a mechanism for the group to handle its work, for the group to integrate its work with other groups or work, any overlaps.
It's up on the screen.
Yeah, I found
Nina.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think we've nominated one person as a leader. I suppose we should let the working group self-organize in terms of having a backup, if you will, leader. You had then said agree on a work plan, a mechanism for reporting back to the review team itself, a mechanism for coordinating work overlap with other working groups, a mechanism for final or periodical merging or integration of our work with other working groups, mechanisms of exchanges with the GAC and the Joint Working Group, which I think is specific to your team number two, and publication or publicity of your work. I think perhaps the first question conceptually we have to make sure we're clear on is, do we see any areas of overlap between the working groups that should be identified and called out now? And at that point, the working groups themselves can, and with the oversight of the review team, can merge and compare notes as needed going forward. The second, you know, more concrete question is, how do we organize the community comments so that the working groups can begin to use them in addition to documents requested from the staff in the past as the basis of their work and developing recommendations? So first question is, do we see in the four working groups any areas of overlap that need to be identified now before the work really gets underway?
You just did.
We did on between number one and number four. Do we see any other areas of overlap? We can leave that as an open question, too, to be developed online as well.
Brian, Cheryl here. Can I ask if we do see areas of overlap, and on a quick scan through, with the exception of one and four, which we've dealt with, I don't, how is that going to be dealt with? Are you cleaving things, absolutely segregation between them, or are we also coming back to what, every second of our or every one of our teleconference meetings and giving a report back to the team as a whole, or what way forward, even if there is overlap? Overlap's one thing, but interaction is another, because Manal was raising the very important issue of interaction.
I guess these are the questions, correct?
Mm.
So it could be a matter of, well, I think two things are important. From a working group perspective, if there's overlap in between two teams, that the two teams have an ability to interact with each other going forward, to see, you know, how they may coordinate or how the work develops in parallel, or if it, you know, cross-pollinates, that's one point. Number two, for the entire review team to have this overlap identified, called out, and an understanding at the review team level as to how the recommendations themselves will take into account these areas of overlap. That's really conceptually, I think, the two most important things we have to hit. So I think the mechanisms are up to us to develop. We can have informal interaction between the review teams where there's an area of interaction or overlap, and then the review team can discuss it as a whole as the work comes up from the working groups. I don't want to make this too complicated.
James, have you
had? Yes, I'm sorry, James. Yep.
Hi, Brian, and I would, you know, beg the indulgence of the working group. I know I don't have a voice in these meetings, but a general question of overlap, as not necessarily between the working groups, but between the working groups individually and the work that has been laid out for Berkman. Perhaps some standardized guidelines or a protocol for interacting on those might be helpful to preserve the integrity of the Berkman work.
Fabio here. I think that we had discussed this last time, and there is a problem of timing, because we will get the results of the Berkman study just at the end. So we had agreed that we would start working towards some draft recommendations as if the Berkman work did not exist. And we will try and cover all the ground that we feel needs to be covered. Then, when we will get the results of the Berkman study, then we will adjust, delete, modify, do whatever needs to be done to our preliminary ideas. But we are not in a position where we can leave an item aside and say, this will be done by Berkman, so we don't need to do that ourselves. Arriving in Beijing with some ideas about all the recommendations that will have to be put forward.
This is Brian. We did discuss it last week. I agree, Fabio.
The working groups need to undertake the work now. We need to begin to develop our framework, our scope, and our outlines of recommendations if we see them taking place by Beijing. And the work comes in from Berkman when it comes in, and we factor it in. I can't think it's a practical approach. I can't think of another way to handle it. The only thing that we'd ask working groups to keep their eye on is in looking at the scope of the Berkman work. If there's areas that you are covering that will not likely be impacted by the Berkman review, then identify those areas as such and understand that you as a working group are going to be primarily responsible for developing in full the study, the analysis, and the recommendation on those particular parts. Otherwise, I say we proceed as Fabio has suggested. Any disagreement on that approach?
Not a disagreement. Brian Sherrill here, but I did want a little clarification. I did raise in my response to the work group for work plan, because there's a clear overlap, assuming that we do in fact have case studies as we've designed in the Berkman statement of work, depending on other discussions that we'll be having later in tonight's agenda, obviously, that there is an obvious overlap with the work group four activities and that of the Berkman. We know that, and it's going to be very significant. I wondered whether or not there would be a standard mechanism for that work group four, to have either access to or pre-team, pre-main team or drip feed updates from the Berkman team if that wasn't impeding their workflow in any way. It was just a question, but it's one that I wanted to let the rest of the team know I'd raised within that work group, just so we don't duplicate effort too much.
I understand the question. I understand the potential value of the team getting an early preview of the Berkman work. My number one concern would be that the Berkman work not be unduly impacted by that requirement.
Oh, yes. Can't exceed it, obviously. It's just if there is a mechanism, I think that would be worthy of exploration.
We can take a look at that. I'd also wouldn't want to see that then blow out between all of the four working groups and slow down the Berkman train in any way. So that's the ball that I'll be keeping my eye on, but we certainly can explore that.
Brian, this is Manel. I think also it is safe to have some minor overlap between the work groups. I don't think it's going to be safe to work in complete segregation, because we might run into the risk of missing some points. But again, it should be a calculated overlap. It should not be a major overlap or redundancy in work. So I think it is safe to have some overlap that is calculated and coordinated between the work groups.
Okay. Thank you, Manel. What the date today is the 19th of July, and we have the Beijing meeting at the end of August, correct?
30-31 August, yeah.
30-31. So we have roughly a little more than five weeks before we get to Beijing. I'm going to go with this recommendation and that the working groups get going and come into Beijing with as much review, organization, and analysis as possible. And even if there is the framing of a possible recommendation in the absence of the midterm report by Berkman, that would be important and that would be useful in order to make sure that we can keep our workflow on time. Is there any discussion or agreement or disagreement with that?
I can't see it working any other way.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's proceed on that basis. I think feel free to use Manal's email as a guidepost in terms of self-organizing your work. And I really would, for the next call, we absolutely need to have some first reports in, some first outlines in from each of the working groups into the review team. This is an absolute must. I know that we worked on a short basis with having a call scheduled last week, but please, we have, I think, now or 2 weeks before our next call. Is that right, Alice?
Yes, they're two weekly.
Okay. I'm asking each leader of the work team to bring to the next call the outline of the beginning of their work. And if there's no, is there any other discussion on this agenda item?
As long as we can come back to resources and how we do or don't access them, not.
That is the next. That is the next item on the agenda, Cheryl.
Yeah. Just, you know me.
No, I haven't. I've heard you, and then we're absolutely.
And you will continue to hear me. I understand, Brian. Thank you.
That is number five. Has Peter joined the call yet?
No, I'm afraid not.
Okay. Let's move to number five, which is the analysis of community input, and this flows into the question about resources for the working groups. Overarching question, we talked about this last week. I had said I think we need one person as a single set of eyes on all of the inputs that are coming in from the community. They need not necessarily be responsible from an analytical standpoint, but from a management standpoint. What we need, and I'm sure we need more than just this, is for each of the inputs from the community, it needs to be identified. It needs to be mapped, if you will, to the work of the working teams. You know, there could be comments that come in that are uniquely with regard to an independent review of decisions question, and it's, you know, marked number four. But we really could use some indexing and mapping of the inputs. I think Peter had a task item to see if there was an ICANN staffer who could help provide some document management administrative support in this view. In addition to what I just articulated, what else does the team see as immediate needs for managing incoming comment and flowing it into the working teams?
Hey, Brian, this is Larry.
Yeah, Larry.
On the first point, Fiona has already volunteered to prepare that kind of abstract of comments for me, and I'm perfectly fine sharing it with the entire review team if people would like that, and we can make sure it's indexed to the four working groups.
That'd be fantastic.
That would be an enormous help and much appreciated.
We're looking for an ETA of probably early next week on that.
Sure. I'm sorry, you were asking for a deliverable timetable on that?
I was offering that we would get it to everybody early next week.
That'd be fantastic, Larry. And Fiona, if you can manage that, that'd be more than welcome. So that's kindly accepted.
Olivier, maybe if we do that, we will need to have some subcategories of some sort, no? Just only 1 to 4.
You mean subcategories within the within each of the working teams?
Yeah.
You're right. There are discrete, independent elements within each of the working teams. So you're right about that. I guess a question for Larry and Fiona, is it possible to do that type of granular indexing? Do you think you could index? Open question. What do people think is best?
Despite the warning about how hard to look at a gift horse, we'll take a look at that.
Yeah.
Okay, next agenda item. Thank you,
group
Larry.
Group three will just take what we can get. Thank you, Larry.
Brian, it's Chris. Aren't the subcategories really for each work team, because they're going to set up their own, aren't they?
Well, they are. They are. Each of the working teams is responsible for each of the elements therein. So, you know, I'd say let Fiona take a whack at it. And, you know, certainly there's going to be some comments. There's going to be some comments that are applicable to work team number one and work team number three. So there could be a number of different digits assigned to each comment. So we'll let that work proceed, and we'll tease it out when we get it next week.
Okay.
So that's through the resources.
Louis?
Yes, Louis, please.
Just to make work easier for Fiona, I'll add her to the the private input mailing list also, so she can get those comments directly.
Yeah, that would be very useful, because we have had a couple of those. Yeah.
Yes, and we should get those to everyone on the team. Louis, you're quite right, and to Fiona. And one note going forward is that as we do receive confidential comments from the community, we're going to have to respect that in our calls. So just a note going forward that when we have follow-on discussions about the work as it's being developed, we need
to
be very
camera.
Careful not to articulate anything with regard to private comments.
Yeah, it'll have to be in camera. Fiona, members of the general at-large community who are putting points up in the wiki space that ALAC put up when the review team very first started are probably assuming that once they've put their concern or position point up in that space that we are going to grab it and use it. I'll put that URL into this chat space or into the notes, if you like, just so we can all, whatever team we're in, avail ourselves of anything that comes in here into that space as well. Because I think it's unreasonable if people have put it into what they felt was as a mechanism to ask them to redo it into another mechanism.
Okay. Very good. Let's move forward then. Olivier, please.
One further comment. I read the comments that was posted that on the 14th of July. There are very, very substantive comments that were posted on the website in the last day before the deadline we had of the 14th of July.
Hi, Peter here.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks. Hi, Peter. How are you?
Good, thanks.
We're just finishing up. We did a reordering of the agenda, Peter. In your absence, we started with number 4, which we've moved through. We're now on number 5 and about to close out number 5. And when we do, we'll come back to actually number 6. We can actually hit at the same time as we close out number 5.
Yep.
And then we'll come back to number 2 and number 3 in the agenda. The next piece, I think, we've decided that we need to organize the community input for the purposes of the work teams so that we can map the comments to the work teams and they can use those as resources. Larry has graciously offered that Fiona will go through an indexing of comments for the team and provide that sometime next week. And then the other piece of resource that obviously each work team is going to need to refer to are the existing documents that have been requested of ICANN staff going back to Marina Del Rey and any other documentation in the time periods identified by the review team. Let me just make a comment here. I don't think we need to spend time on it. Clearly, that universe of documentation that we requested from the staff and the documents that may inform the work of the working groups, it's a universe that we haven't spent a much time discussing since we made those requests in Marina Del Rey. I would ask each of the working groups coming into next week's call with their preliminary outline to look carefully at those source documents that they will need to bring into their work, identify them, and bring them into their preliminary reports as well. That's a universe that not only the working groups, but the review team as a whole needs to have a good handle on. In terms of the identification of the universe and how those documents are managed and made available to us as we do our work. With that, Peter, you had, out of the last call, taken an action item to look into whether there were some ICANN staff resources available for purposes of document management. Any luck on that front?
Brian, Peter here. No, I haven't. We've been a bit sidetracked with this other issue. I can do that in the next sort of 48 hours, though, if that's still a live issue.
Yeah, that'd be great. We need to know whatever resources we can have available to us for document management. Very important. So please do what you can and report back when you hear something.
Yes, of course.
Okay. Anything else on items
5 and number 6, which I've just brought into the discussion, before we move forward, or backwards numerically. Anything else?
With number 6, Brian, will the work groups be getting some feedback on that between now and the next meeting, so sort of a list or intersessional update on any facilitation we might be getting from the document?
I think the entire review team should get whatever feedback
okay.
Peter has for us. Yeah.
Thanks. Ciao.
Anything else? Okay. As determined, let's revert back now to number 2 on the agenda, and then we'll work through number 3. And then finish up with the number 7 items. So number 2 is answers to questions of the board committee on AOC reviews. We've had active discussion on our mail list about this issue. I had put forward a possible proposed response for discussion. We've had active discussion since. I'd like to put this out to the team for discussion at this point, and we'll determine what our action item is. Open table.
Can we
okay,
have
let me
current,
frame
the current state of our replies up in the room? So, for example,
well, we could put, we
don't
could put
have
my
perfect recall know what we're answering at this stage?
Well, let me frame it then. I had put forward a suggested response to the board subcommittee's question.
And we've had a number of edits going, and I haven't seen a final since Manal's red line of the very first run.
We've had a couple of edits going, and we've also had some discussion around the point that perhaps the response shouldn't the response to the specific question should not be provided at all. So let's, if Alice, if you can put. Sorry to put you on the spot there, but if you can put up the draft response that I had put together to the board's questions.
I think that's important.
Yeah. And we also had a suggested edit from Willie that I'll be sure to bring into the document once it's on screen.
Screen.
Is it on screen? Okay. Very good. Okay. Yeah, and the blue is my suggested responses. Willie's edit was that we remove the last sentence in the, let me be clear here. There's two blue paragraphs at top. There is a third full blue paragraph in the body. The fourth blue paragraph under it. It was observed that the unique individualized expertise of independent expert team members was not clear and that they may be redundancies. Willie had suggested that the last sentence of that response, which states the ATRT will contact Burtman to determine if any reductions of headcount are possible without compromising the quality of the required work, that be removed altogether.
Yep. Yep. I support that, Fabio.
Manal's edit was, if you could remind me, Manal.
Actually, first of all, I also support Willie's comment. And I just added, without compromising, I think, time or scope. Again, I apologize because I'm not online. And I just added maybe one or two sentences in support of the case studies.
And you also changed ATRM to ATRT, where it,
yeah.
I think
yeah.
that was it, yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah, which
that's
is correct. The title, yeah.
Okay. Well, let me first. I'm sorry, Manal. Please finish your thoughts.
No, no. I was just going to say that the question became in principle whether this should be submitted or not before going into edits. I mean,
yeah.
Yes, that is the question on the table. And let me just add a couple of thoughts with respect to the draft responses. What I had in mind when I drafted this potential response, to be clear, was that I saw likewise significant risk
in the board subcommittee and the review team engaging in a very substantive discussion about the scope of work. My attempt went farther than some people actually seem to be comfortable with on the team, but as it's written, it is intended to avoid as best as possible engaging in a qualitative, substantive discussion about this because I see significant risk for ICANN and for the review team if this exercise turns into a discussion of the proper scope of work. The review team has spent considerable thoughtful time on the question of scope of work. I think there are some points in Peter's email that I will get to Peter and address directly, but from a distance, to me, this team has taken the time and the care to identify a scope of work that I believe is appropriate. If there were clear error, if we were suggesting that we go off and study the effect of organic Timothy hay on rabbits, I would see an opportunity for the board to say, now, wait a minute, you are not doing the work that's properly oriented to this. But I must say my personal view is that this is an engagement in terms of defining the scope of work that presents great danger to both parties, and I'd like to open up the floor to discussion. Do we have any additional views, or are they all represented on the email threads this morning? Does anyone who's not spoken up?
Well, let me make a general remark. We are in a situation that is rather embarrassing. Either we can close with the board at this point now, and I think your text is fine, it could be shorter, or we are in a situation where we cannot meet the deadline of the end of the year.
Cheryl. Yeah, no, I'm just agreeing. As my points to the publicly viewable list made, I think this is unfortunate timing, and it has, we can't put the milk back in the bottle, but we need to do the best we can with the current timing, and discussions need to be finalised post haste, and we need to recognise that we are now pushing either the quality of work or the deadline of the work into difficult times.
Any other thoughts on this point?
Ryan, it's Chris. I think I've put my hand up in the room. I'm not sure.
Oh, sorry about that, Chris. Please go ahead.
All right, don't worry. Look, I obviously haven't had the benefit of reading all of the background stuff, but it strikes me that the point that you made is an extremely good one, which is that, in my terms anyway, that we have to be very, very careful. The board's role, as I understand it, was to put together a terms of reference or whatever they were called in order for this team to be set up. And at that point, because it's an independent review team, it should be independent. Now, of course, in an ideal world, and I accept that we don't live in one of those, a budget would have been set at the beginning of this process, and frankly, had that happened, we wouldn't presumably have had any contact whatsoever with any committee on the board unless we wanted to ask them some questions between the beginning of this process and the end. So I agree with you. I think we need to be very, very careful. And timing, of course, is also critical.
Thank you, Chris. Any other thoughts?
This is Manel, Brian. I'm also adding my voice to the urgency of finalizing this issue because of the deadlines. We're too tight, and we have to start on substance.
Thank you, Manel.
In principle, I do not mind submitting the answers. Since they are already there and they are not going to consume more time. But I really do not want to see this going back and forth and delaying our work. Thank you.
Thank you, Manel. There is the question of what response gets sent back to the subcommittee in response to their questions, so we need to decide on that. I'm going to
I'm going to just touch on another point, and one of it is one of them is raised in Peter in your email this morning, where you laid out, you know, in clear terms why the questions from the subcommittee were well founded and should be responded to. But there was also a reference to the Berkman, some language from the Berkman proposal. This I hope just remains in the realm of commentary and does not become a full-blown discussion here, because I don't really think it warrants it, but the team must do what the team must do. I understand firsthand that there was some concern from the staff about Berkman being selected. In fact, the morning after we had reached our provisional conclusion that they were the lead, I was approached by Denise Michelle at breakfast, and she told me that there was some deep concern on the staff about Berkman because of some prior writings. I have heard that same concern from other members of the staff. I personally believe that this is coloring a large amount of this exercise. If I'm wrong, I'm happy to be wrong. What I want to make crystal clear, which I've made clear in the past, is that the Berkman Center is going to undertake this work at the dictates of the review team, with the orientation of the review team, its framework, its methodology, and its approach to the work. That is reflected in the contract that's in the hands of Berkman right now. The language that we developed in the last 2 weeks or so to frame out the orientation of work is included in there. I personally don't have a single doubt that the work is going to be done by the independent expert with proper orientation. And that being said, that's really all I want to say about that, but my strong feeling, as with others, is that we need to move yesterday on this and get on with the work. The question is, what response do I send back to the subcommittee that, to allow them to complete their process, because they have a process to complete in terms of the review of the budget of the team? We have my proposed response. We have some suggested edits to it. Are people comfortable with that, uncomfortable with that? Should it be more? Should it be less?
Brian, Peter here. Can I just make a quick response? I wasn't aware of the, in relation to the identity of Berkman, and I wasn't aware that Denise Michelle had approached you. As far as I'm concerned, that makes absolutely no difference to me, and I agree with you completely that that's a perfectly open choice of the review team, and any attempt to influence that, I would try and put a stop to if I were aware of it. The reality is the questions that the board asked come from a different perspective, and you will recall on, I think, what was a useful conversation between the working group and yourself, people like Kateem Toure mentioned that he was doing a review to the United Nations of 12 countries on a particular couple of topics, and there were three people on his review team, and his question was, you know, why does this review on these topics need nine? And I don't think that's got anything to do with, you know, who it was. And Dennis and Rita's questions come from, again, a sense, and this is where you and Chris disagree. Chris says there shouldn't be any contact with the group, but your point was if they were off doing something to do with Timothy Hay and rabbits, then there would be the need. So the question really is, you know, where between no contact and steering an incorrectly scoped work does this lie? So my attempt to sort of set out the rationale for that is based on that approach. I don't think the identity of any of the players has made any difference to any of the board members that I'm aware of.
Thank you, Peter.
Brian, yeah. Can I just clarify? Sorry, I just looked
at
it first.
Please.
I just want to make sure. Yes, I did say that, but obviously, in circumstances where the review team went AWOL or completely deranged, then obviously they would need to be reined in. I was talking more in day-to-day sensible terms, assuming the team is operating under the in accordance with its scope.
Thank you. And Peter, thank you for that. Yes, Kateem's question, you know, do you need nine people, is a different question in the qualitative nature. As for the rest of it, my feeling is that this is a conversation, if it was going to happen, that should have happened at the beginning of the process. It didn't. Even if it were a conversation that were to happen at the beginning of the process, there are clear lines of risk and danger
for the board and the review team, for the, if the board is perceived or seen to be trying to influence the scope of the review. And what makes this doubly difficult is that this team has gone through the process of, I believe, in a very thoughtful manner, identifying the scope and trying to set forward on its work. And now at this juncture is in the very awkward position of having to respond to scope questions to the board. So, you know,
well, Brian,
the question of how many heads, this is where we are.
Brian, again, just a quick response from me. If I might, Peter, of course, from the board's perspective, this is the beginning of the process. This is days after it's seen the very, for the very first time, the final Berkman response. So this is the first opportunity that the board's had to look at the proposed scope of this particular study.
Well, but, I mean, in terms of the scope and of the work, we started that process back in April in Marina Del Rey. The independent expert is a piece of this overall work. So, you know, I take your point in terms of what's in the hands of the board, but the work has started back in April, and that's the problem. So, again, to the team, what do we put forward as a response, if anything, to the board committee?
Fabio here.
Yes, Fabio.
To simplify, I would now say, let's go ahead with your proposed response with the edits that have been made. There are two issues. One is the legitimate question about the headcount, but that has to be seen in terms of all the other proposals that we had received, the sort of order of magnitude that we were talking about. That is a legitimate issue, fine, a month ago in Brussels, that should have been discussed. We should not now be opening the question of the scope, because if we start discussing this, I think we will have a major, major discussion. And so let's leave aside the question of the scope. I don't think that this is a question. Maybe we should not be answering, or we should be even vaguer on the question of the scope, because on that, I disagree with Peter's answer.
Cheryl,
thank you.
Cheryl, yep. Hebron, just following on from Fabio and picking up on some of the edits that have been proposed on the list, I think that we need now, and I'm talking in the next few hours now, to have a final draft of the current edit text. We have a couple of things that Manal's put in, the deletion Willie's proposed, and the, I think, well supported, but you can always do a head count if you need to, reduction on what we say back to the board in response to their very valid questions, and we do need to respond to those very valid questions. But I would like to see us get something back which says what we have all agreed needs to be said as quickly as possible. And if that can be done online, I think that would be a very good thing indeed. But we do have to respond, and I think the general view of the majority of us has been clear from the conversation we've had online. If not, do the editing, put it out for a final, you know, consensus call, and it'll take another 24 hours. But we do need to put this to bed and put it to bed quickly.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Brian, can I ask a question, please?
Yes.
Cheryl, can I, just for clarification, do you think that all of the questions are valid questions?
No, I came in behind Larry and several others saying that we should avoid the discussion of scope.
Right. So a simple statement that says the simple statement that says that the team believes that the work being undertaken by the Beckman Group, whatever they're called, is in scope. Is sufficient in your view?
Yeah. However, I also took Larry's point, which, and I think the community at large would be interested as well, that says, and here you can have, admittedly, the as agreed, redacted of confidential, commercial, in confidence information proposals that we reviewed from all of the applicants to the request for quotation. So everyone else can make sure, including the board, that we have made the best possible choice to get the job done.
But isn't that? I just didn't understand that was the issue. I thought the issue was to do with a scope, b some content in the document, and c see the quantum of the cost, not a question of whether the team had chosen the right people or not.
No, in terms of the makeup of the team, the amount of people proposed, that sort
right.
of thing. So I was referring to that, not the specifics of us making the right choices, but rather the nature of the other proposals that came in, which had particular designs and cost-benefit analysis relating to those designs. Sorry, clearing my throat.
Okay, any other suggestions as to the response to the board subcommittee?
Well, this is Larry. I don't want to repeat what I put in my message this morning, but I believe the scope questions are out of bounds. I wouldn't answer them except to say we're not answering them, and specifically those are the questions 3, 4, and 5 that were starting with it appeared from the ATRT's early work. I still believe that for this process to have credibility, we have to be autonomous. It was set up to have people on this committee who all have ties back into various parts of ICANN, including the board itself in the form of Peter. The idea that the board is going to now pass on the scope of what we want to do, I think, attacks our independence and eventually will affect our credibility. And I just don't think we should stand for it. The problem is it's a month since we picked Berkman. We've got to get them on board, and we've got to move forward. And there has to be some way to bring this to a speedy conclusion. And I'm not quite sure what the right way is to do it, but we've got to get on with this. That's my piece.
Thank you, Larry. And just as a status update, I'm jumping ahead a little bit. I spoke with Erskasser this morning. I had sent a draft contract to them last Monday. He reported to me that they're just about finished with their review. I let him know that we had a bit of a process to go through on our end. But I have put in 2 emails to John Jeffrey last week and this morning asking for a call with him so that I can expedite as best possible the contract execution piece. All of those background pieces are moving, from my view, as well as they can. And hopefully once we get a board decision, hopefully an approval, we can get ink on the paper this week, barring any unforeseen large hiccup. Any other suggestions with regard to the response to the subcommittee? Right now I'm hearing, although not from the entire team, not providing responses that are subject to the scope of work. But the balance of the responses would be fine, and there's a proposal to eliminate the contacting Berkman and asking for reductions of headcount on the table. Any other feedback?
No, Olivier, I'm fine with that position.
Yep, I'm happy with going all that long, as long as it happens soon.
Me too.
Okay, anybody else? I'm happy to redo this draft and send it back to the list and ask for one final tally of yes, no, or if that's agreeable.
Sounds good.
Okay.
And can I then ask, and then what?
And then, yes, so Peter, that goes back to yourself and then to the subcommittee.
Well, sorry, the and then what I think is pretty clear. The board working group charged with providing the oversight on all the review teams will provide a report to the board.
Then will there be an approval mechanism at the subcommittee level or the board level, and what would be the timing of that?
Well, ultimately there needs to be a board approval, which can be done if it's urgent by the executive committee, which would be to authorize, I suppose, formally the budget and secondarily the signing of a contract with Berkman.
I'm hearing my team members and speaking for myself that this qualifies as urgent, and if this doesn't happen quickly, we are at great risk of compromising not just the quality of the work, just the entire process for this review team. So we'll get a response up online right after this call. I'll ask for approval. Please provide it quickly. And we'll shoot this off to Peter, and he can begin that process.
Sure, I'm very happy to pass on the urgency issues and anything you can include in your responses about that you will go through.
Happy to articulate that. I'll add that to the response.
I'm happy for you to not only add the urgency, but to set a deadline. A desired deadline. We need to hear by X or Y will happen in terms of our own deadlines and our ability to perform to the standards we've already set ourselves.
If that's the way we proceed, then we have to determine a deadline. And
I know.
Even
a fortnight is maybe considered urgent, but that's, you know, as Larry said, we decided on Berkman a month ago.
I think maybe another way of attacking it, Cheryl, is that stating that the commencement of the work has already been delayed to a degree that makes it difficult or is creating difficulties to get a fulsome independent expert's report. We could just state it another way.
All right. Yeah. Utmost urgency. That type of language. Okay.
Yeah. Let me try to noodle something together, and I'll throw it on the list very shortly.
Thank you.
Certainly. Okay, so look for that, and we'll get that taken care of and off to Peter. And again, as I said, on the contract, I've been in touch with IRS, and I will speak to John Jeffrey hopefully today if he's available, and do everything in my power to make sure that those processes don't cause any undue delay in terms of getting contract review, any issues resolved, and getting to signature and getting the work undertaken. Anything else? We have spilled into number 3 on Berkman without noting it, and covered A and covered B, contract and SOW. Anything else on numbers 2, 3, A, and B before we move on?
You had said something about coming back to the other issues that Peter raised in his email.
Well, the specific issue was that there was one area where he quoted some language from the Berkman proposal, and that's what I meant to indicate. So to be clear, and the language, again, the language, what I'd like to express, Peter, is that there's a clear understanding of some of the reaction to the language that was used in the Berkman proposal, and as I communicated to you, some things that I heard through staff. In the contract, the language is structured that's consistent with the orientation of the review team, thematically, and the contract and the SOW in the contract and the review team will drive the orientation of Berkman's work. I understand the language could cause some concern. I've had discussions. We had questions with Jonathan Zittrain in Brussels about this very point, that Berkman had issued some critical pieces about ICANN in the past and how could they manage it in the context of their work. I have had a discussion with IRS, and he understands clearly what the orientation of the work is going to be. And really, I think that's the end of it. There has to be, as Larry said, some autonomy. And personally, I'd like to think that there's a little bit of faith in the review team that we're going to do good quality work. And if you can communicate that back to the subcommittee, that would be helpful as well.
Brian, Peter here. There is faith, and I think you got that fairly strongly when you met with the working group. If the contract is going to be then different from, or specify or qualify the scope of work, then you must make sure that the board working group gets to see that reasonably quickly as well. Look, just again, the fact that there's nothing about the identity of Berkman that I'm aware of that raises these issues. The issue is, their response seems to be directed to things, whoever does them, that are not in scope. Building a framework of decision-making, etc., and the things that I pointed out, are seen as things that are not in scope. So if they're going to change as a result of the contract negotiations, that's interesting and needs to be included in the information pack.
And actually, I think those of us on the committee, I don't think have seen the current draft. If we have, I apologize, but if we could see it too. But I just want to come back to what Peter just said, which is that, frankly, some of these things were discussed with Berkman when we met with them. And I would have welcomed, Peter, every one of these issues that you've raised here today being raised at that time by you as a member of this committee. But you chose to take yourself out of the room, I think for appearance purposes or in some sense that it wasn't appropriate for you to participate in that discussion. And I, you know, not saying I agree or disagree with that, but we missed the opportunity to have your input as a member of this review team back last month to talk about these issues. For them now to arise in the context of a board review, I think is inappropriate. And I guess the one question I'd have is that if it was inappropriate for you to raise them a month ago, why is it appropriate for them to be raised now? But more importantly, we all would have benefited from this discussion and your involvement a month ago, but we didn't have it. So I'm very concerned about these issues coming on now, a month after we've made the identification and proceeding with it now, because it, all it's doing now is delaying us from getting on with the task.
Brian, Larry, thank you for that. The only reason I wasn't present at the discussion in Brussels wasn't anything to do with appropriateness, it was just simply timetable. I'm rather busy, as you know, at an ICANN meeting. Wasn't able to participate in these discussions.
Well, we have a way forward, and to be clear on the SOW question, Peter, within the contract, the scope of the SOW isn't necessarily being changed. What is not reflected in the contract is the example of language that you posted to the list today that Berkman had used in their proposal. So to be clear, it's what's in the contract is consistent with the SOW. I will circulate the draft contract. But the point is that we're not changing the scope of work, but orientation language such as that which you cited from Berkman is expressly not in the contract, and it has been communicated to Berkman directly that the orientation is going to follow the dictates of the review team, and that the language explicitly that you cited there is not within the ken of the SOW. So that, to be clear, that's what I'm referring to. And I'll be happy to circulate the contract. Understand that contract is in Berkman's hands, close to a final review, and I'll be talking to John Jeffrey, as I said, hopefully today, to advance that process. Anything else on contract and SOW? Okay. The next item under 3C is the draft letter to Rod, with the great hope that we may be under contract with Berkman in a matter of days, not weeks. We had put together a proposed letter to Rod to initiate and notify Rod that the work was starting from Berkman to initiate that engagement. We had some discussion last week. I'll be honest, I'm not quite sure where we left off. Do we have any suggested edits? Did we make suggested edits last week? And I said, wonderful, I'll go change the document, and just haven't gotten to it. Can I hear from the team?
Brian, it's Peter here. Just before we get onto that, I wasn't present on the call for the start. I just missed some of the formalities. I just wanted to take the opportunity to welcome Chris to the team and to thank him and the CTNSO for stepping forward to fill the gap. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Okay, Alice is going to throw up the letter. I'd like to get this the final form to be sent out to Rod as soon as we have, I would think, once we have budget approval. And we should send this out to him. It's being dug up, I'm being told. And again, there were three, you know, I had three things in mind. A, this is a proper formality to notify the CEO that the work of the independent reviewer is beginning. B, to give him a sense of some of the tasks that the independent reviewer will be undertaking that are going to require access to the resources of ICANN, both human resources and potentially documentary resources, a sense of the timetable. And also, again, just in the vein coming out of Brussels of working constructively together to get this done in a professional manner.
that was the motivations for the letter. It's now up on the screen. Let's see, can I edit in here? I'm happy to take any suggested edits. And one quick note, Peter, as you will see in the contract, these bullet points that appear in the body of this letter also appear in the contract as well. Do I have any suggested edits to the letter? It's relatively brief.
As I said last week, Brian, it has my support. I think it's in principle a good document. There's a couple of typos, but I figured you'd be picking those up.
Sure.
You know, we don't have an O'Reilly staff ICANN staff meeting. It was late April. Yeah, little things like that. But in general, I think it does the job.
Let's do this. This is not a big task. I'm happy to take any edits on list by email and work them into
the
document to final form. And I'll post it in another couple of days, with including any edits you send to me, so that it's ready to go out immediately once we've gotten the approvals we need for Berkman. Any other comment on item C? Okay. Moving forward, I think we are now on item 7, other business. The first one is an update on calendar with face-to-face meetings, Beijing and Boston. Mr. Zhang, do you have any specific updates or requests of the review team for the meeting in Beijing at the end of August?
Yes, I'm here. Not too much about the Beijing meeting, and also I asked Mr. Guofeng to ask some budget for the Beijing meeting. Also asked Mr. Guofeng to arrange our face-to-face meeting. So also later on, I asked some people from our review team to directly to contact Mr. Guofeng, and also ask Mr. Guofeng to ask his colleagues to arrange our meeting in Beijing. Also, it's my want to tell you, Ms. Bray. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Zhang. So just to follow up, Mr. Guofeng, is there anything that you need from the review team at this time? I know you requested people fill out the form in order to get visa processes going. I'm hoping that everyone has done that. I did mine finally, but please, if you haven't done that, do it right away. Is there anything else you need, Mr. Guofeng, from the review team to get prepared?
And I would like to take this opportunity to ask the review team members who have not submitted the forms to fill out the forms quickly and to email those forms to me. I have after the last conference call, I have received forms from Fiona and Larry, and I would like to ask who have not submitted the form to submit it quick ASAP.
Thank you for that.
Brian, we'll probably need to send the form to Chris, obviously, because he wouldn't have been in the first distribution.
Alice is doing that, right. Thanks.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Alice.
I think I haven't received the form from Louis.
Louis not attending.
And Warren.
I will not attend in person.
Okay. And Warren.
Okay,
Warren
James
will also attend remote.
And also, James, are you coming to the Beijing meeting?
No, Warren and I will be participating remotely.
Okay. That's all about
again, if there's anybody in the review team who's attending and you haven't filled out the form, please do it immediately. And Mr. Guofeng, if there's anything else you need from us, or Mr. Zhang, just make it known to us on the list and we'll get it to you.
Excuse me?
No, please.
Okay. And as to the budget for the Beijing meeting, I have asked a couple of questions to Alice, and I have received an email from Alice, I believe 1 hour ago. I will forward the email to my colleague to see what to do next.
And that's with respect to lodgings or accommodations, or what's the
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
Also, the requirements for the meeting. I thought that was, you know, what is required, what type of facilities, venues, etc. I thought it was a very. I don't know what Alice sent, but that's what I thought she was sending. Based on
that was sent a couple of weeks ago already.
I will start with my colleague and come back to Alice later.
Okay, thank you very much, Guofeng. Manal?
Yes, I think we have to also update our online calendar because it already mentions Cairo and Asia meeting to still to be defined, so I think we have to update this with the new venues.
Thank you. Alice, could you
tell me? Venues and dates. Yeah, the dates changed as well. Yeah.
Could you take care of that, Alice?
Yes, of course, yeah. Sure.
Thank you so much. Anything else on the Beijing meeting? Okay. Moving on to B, communication. Yes, Manal?
Can I just ask something on the Cartagena meeting?
Sure.
I was just wondering whether we concluded that we are going to meet at the end of the meeting or not, because I think the hotels are already online and maybe some of us would start booking their accommodation. So it would be helpful to know whether we're going to meet at the beginning or at the end.
Beginning
is it too early to decide?
Fabio here. I was the one who made the proposal to meet towards the end of the ICANN week to allow us more time to process the inputs that we might have received following the public consultation.
Yes, and I was just asking whether this is has been agreed finally or is it still subject to discussion?
I think it was still subject to discussion.
Okay.
I don't think we concluded anything on this, and I think our primary job in Cartagena is to report out, as I think Fabio has characterized, what will be our near final, if not final, recommendations, but for the fact that there may be some open community comment going on. I know that sounds inherently contradictory. It's not meant to be, but the fact is we will have articulated, you know, our recommendations on the basis of all the working group work and the Berkman final report. So they'll be in a near final form at that stage. I don't know what else we have to do in terms of work as a team in Cartagena unless somebody can articulate that for me. There may always be some loose ends. I don't know.
I would have thought it was just loose ends, if any at all, yeah. But then again, it does depend on when our final deadline is.
Right. Well, let's take that. We can take that into the next call as well as an item. I don't think there's an urgency in making final determinations on Cartagena unless someone...
Only those of us that are making our travel arrangements and our accommodation need to know, do we arrive a day early or stay a day later, that's all. And it does make a bit of a difference when it comes to the accommodation, I would have thought.
Yeah, I mean, I would envision the team at least meeting, you know, once, whether it's, you know, for an hour, for a full day, or half a day. I would certainly envision the team meeting, going over what's going to be communicated to the community.
For example, the ALAC and regional leaders are most probably doing something on the Saturday because we're piloting a new program that ICANN wants us to be the test run for. Now, that would mean that I would be, you know, if we met on the Saturday, for example, that would be, the first Saturday would be more complicated in my life than the second Saturday. I would still be in the ATRT meeting, but there are choices to make, and the sooner we make those choices, the better.
Okay. I also don't see, unlike Brussels, I don't see a burning need for the team to meet in advance of the Cartagena meeting. I think it's quite possible that we could get a time slot to make a presentation to the board, a presentation maybe to the community on Tuesday, and squeeze in a meeting on Monday that covers all those bases. So
if we can do that, we need to know about that. That's fine. That's great.
That means that we should be having at least an identification of 2 or 3 days where we should be in Cartagena, and then we will try to meet during those days. It could be 6, 7, 8, 9, 8, 9, 10, something like this. Do we want to do a doodle on this, provided people fill it in rapidly?
Well, like Peter, I mean, normally an ICANN meeting, and Chris as well, you know, we are chock-a-block booked during the normal work time of an ICANN meeting.
So, Cheryl, what you're saying is that to have a meeting of the review team, for you the possibilities are either the 4th or the 11th?
Not looking at a diary, but if it's going to be more than an hour or two, then I'd
Saturday,
rather the day before or the day after or the afternoon of the whatever, But it depends when we need to meet with the board, because it needs to wrap around the other meetings, and they're more likely to be at the beginning of the week. We just need to sort it. We can work around it, but we need to sort it sooner rather than later, because then I can fiddle with my ALAC agenda, and Chris can know what's going on with the CCNSO and all of that sort of thing.
Well, is the best way to go a doodle here?
But even for the doodle, Cheryl has just said something, and she's right. We need to know when we're meeting with the board, because probably we would need perhaps to meet for a couple of hours before the meeting with the board, and maybe for a couple of hours, half a day later. So the meeting of the board with the board is crucial for us to
look around.
Yeah.
Who does Peter have information about when this meeting is scheduled?
Brian, Peter here. Just a couple of things. I'm completely with Cheryl on the general principle about busyness and scheduling, and so extra time alone, if it's not the second Saturday, is likely to be very difficult for me.
Yep.
To Fabio's question, no, we don't have that yet, but if the normal routine is followed, then it's likely that the board will be meeting all day Sunday, and we might be able to schedule, if there's a visit, we might be able to schedule some time with the board on that first Sunday.
Well, that's fine, I think. That's more on the front end. That tends to work better for most people's schedules, perhaps not everybody's. But could you look into what the open slots would be, Peter? I guess that'd be a great place to start. When will we be able to meet with the board, potentially? And then we can work the rest of our schedules around that. Does that make sense?
Probably some time before I can give any more specific answer than that.
Okay.
Yeah, but Manal is right about needing Cartagena will not have thousands of hotel rooms. And also there is another thing. There is also a case perhaps for us to be all in the same hotel as much as possible.
Well, it does make ad hoc meetings and extending, you know, oh dear, we need to do this a lot easier, yes.
So we need who could take the initiative of identifying an hotel we're going to book in, and then I think we will probably have to say that we need to be there from Saturday the 4th, at least, though, apart from being there for longer periods for other reasons, but the members of the review team should be available in Cartagena probably from Saturday the 4th to at least Monday the 6th. So as to wrap around the meeting with the board, which will probably be on Sunday the 5th.
Fabio, the difficulty with that is it depends what you think is the most important meeting. The time with the board at the beginning of the week would be a kind of reporting time. The time at the end of the week would be the work, the substantive work of the review team. So I presume that the more important of those is the substantive work aspect for the whole team. So that would shift the time requirement to the end of the week rather than the beginning.
Okay, that's fine with me. It goes in the direction that I was suggesting. But then we still need an indication of when the crucial meeting with the board can take place so that we can have our own time around that. I would say at least a meeting before and a meeting afterwards.
So this is just Fiona, just on the logistics of your meeting. So normally there's someone at ICANN, and I don't know who it is since Paul Levin's left, that actually organizes the schedule and books all the rooms and everything. So what I would suggest is maybe someone on the review team find out who that person is and talk to them now about what hotels they're recommending. I'm assuming there's already an ICANN specific hotel on the website. I haven't looked. But they can get you a block of rooms to do all this, just to make it easier. It's probably better to find whoever that person is and go to them now.
That makes complete sense. And if what I'm hearing is, Peter, you really can't give us a sense of when we might meet with the board just yet, it's too soon. I understand that. It would be good to know as soon as possible. But if someone can take on, Alice, if you can check with the hotel and see that we can get those arrangements taken care of. We are at the half hour, so I want to get through the last item quickly and close the call. Is there any other burning area topic on this issue?
Yeah, Brian, this is Larry. If anybody needs an invitation letter to come to Boston, they should get in touch with Fiona for that so we can get that taken care of for folks.
Thank you. Anything else on Cartagena? Yeah.
I had one thing on Cartagena, which is and this is really a question to Peter, but he ought to, Peter, I would recommend you start thinking through what your needs are going to be in terms of getting the board members up to speed so that the whatever time we have with them, which I hope would be, you know, 90 minutes to 2 hours if possible, will be productive for them and us, which I assume would mean some time to look at the draft recommendations and perhaps some discussion time among the board itself before they meet with us. But that's for you to determine. But if that affects when we could sit down with the board, that needs to be factored in.
Thanks, Larry. I will do that. I'm also thinking about, as Fiona said, getting some time on the public comment, the public slots. So I'm sure the team will want to do some kind of reporting to the community and some time for some Q&A and feedback. So, yes, I've got that on my to-do list.
Absolutely. Okay. Any other points on this before we move on? Okay, the last item, communication with CCNSO regarding Becky's replacement. Chris has been formally appointed and welcome to the team. Becky had provided a letter of recusal. I guess all I would ask, Chris, is if you can provide to the review team anything in writing that you have or will have in terms of your nomination, the formalization of that, and a copy of Becky's recusal letter so we can have it on the record. That would be welcome as soon as you can provide those.
Yeah, Brian, you should have an email from me on as chair of the council already. What
okay.
You won't have is an email is Becky's email, which I'll organize.
Okay. Thanks very much, Chris.
And
any,
Brian,
just
a quick question. Have we added Chris to our mailing list?
Yes, I believe I have been.
Okay.
Yeah, Louie and Alice, if there's anything that Chris needs access to, please take care of that so that he has full functionality as a review team member.
Okay.
Brian, Chris, just as a slight difference in what you just said, I think as a matter of formality, the chair of the GAC and the chair of the board need to appoint members to the team. I've already been in contact with Heather and explained what's happened and had a message back from her, so I don't think there's going to be difficulty with us going through that process. So I think, Chris, if you could copy me on, I'm just looking, just recently got online, I don't see what you've meant. Just if you could send to Heather and I the nomination from the CCNSO Council, then we'll grind the wheels and make sure that all happens.
Will do.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're quite right, Peter. We do need to take care of those two pieces of the approval process. And please
take care of that, if you will, and we look forward to the documentation thereof.
And I assume it'll all be updated on our web space as well.
Yes, Alice, if you would take care of that once we have those documents in hand.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, any other business? Hearing none, just a reminder, outlines from the respective working groups coming into the next call are expected, and look forward to having that discussion. Thank you all very much.
Can we just assume that we, as work groups, can start accessing the input from the community, and we can start getting on with our work, and we can run a teleconference between us if we need to, or get a wiki page put up, or whatever, or do we need to wait for some sort of permission for that yet?
No, we're not waiting for permission, and I'm seeing Karen's question on whether we've read the community input. The answer is that two answers. Number one, any review team member, I hope, can start reading the community input as of now. In terms of organized work, we agreed earlier in the call that Fiona was going to do an indexing of all the community input that's been received to date, provide that sometime next week, which will allow us to map the community inputs to the respective working teams so that it's mapped on a subject matter basis.
The Brussels input's the other huge amount.
Yes, exactly. But all of this is being funneled into the work teams and the review team, and there's a bit of organization that needs to take place in the next week of the inputs so that they are properly mapped to the respective work streams. But any review team member who wants to dive into the community input and start reviewing that should be doing so, and that's what we have for now. Any other questions on this?
Yes, Brian. It's Chris. Just to confirm, I'll just jump into where Becky was on the review groups, if that's okay.
Oh, certainly. Yes, those are teams 1, 2, and 4, Chris.
1, 2, and 4. Yeah, that's fine.
1, 2, 3.
Yep. Yes. Anybody else? Okay. Any other business? Okay, we'll see you on the call in 2 weeks. Thank you all very much, and welcome again, Chris.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.